Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live. You can join us, talk about whatever is on your mind, 603-283-6160. That's the phone line if you would like to do that. That's 603-283-6160. And with you tonight, it's Aria,
Nikki,
and Bonnie.
And I've had a weird weekend. Weird in the sense that I've actually had time off from work, which has been nice. But also weird because Saturday afternoon, my roommate approached me to discuss some weird stuff that I had been doing at like 2-3 o'clock in the morning that I had no memory of whatsoever. Now, everyone knows I drink, but the first time he brought up the weird stuff, I severely cut back on drinking, pretty much just stuck with ciders. So I didn't think it was that. And as it turns out, I set up a camera in my room and I sleepwalk.
Oh, I didn't get an update, so I didn't know if you caught yourself on camera.
I did. It's really weird. I've always known that I've had sleep apnea, right? But I never really paid it much attention because it's manageable. It's not getting in the way of my life until I watched that video and I realized just how much I wake up throughout the night. Like every 15 to 20 minutes, I would just toss and turn in bed for 3 or 4 minutes and then go back to sleep. So I'm basically taking 20-minute naps all night long.
So you probably can't get into the REM sleep.
Yeah. So
you probably can't actually get a good night's sleep.
No, I certainly don't dream or anything like that, and I haven't in years. But I didn't know it was that severe of a problem. But sure enough, about an hour and a half after I went to bed last night, I just stood up, didn't even grab my flip-flops or anything, and just walked out of my bedroom. No idea what I did after that. But a few minutes later, I came back in, lay back down, and went right back to sleep. So that's a weird thing. It's really weird watching yourself sleep, first of all.
Yeah, that is weird.
But when you like horror movies as much as I do, it's also kind of difficult because you're constantly expecting, like, some spiritual ghost haunting crap to happen or some demon to jump out of the shadows or whatever. Obviously, none of that happened.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Well, it was weird to see myself just get up and almost like in a trance. And I walked in a very weird way, like not a normal walk, like I don't know how to describe it, but it was a weird walk.
The concept of sleepwalking is just so crazy to me. Like, for someone to be unconscious but still, like, walking. Some people talk. Some people drive. I mean, it's insane. And then the next day they have absolutely no recollection of it.
Yeah, I certainly don't.
Yeah.
I did start locking away my keys before I'd even set up the camera because I was like, I don't want to risk it if I am sleepwalking. I already know that sleep driving is a thing that can happen. So let's go ahead and put these away to mitigate that risk. But that's a weird experience. And I'm going to start taking melatonin to see if that helps the situation. You suggested that may actually make it worse.
It could make it worse. I know in the hospital, we give a lot of patients melatonin because it's really hard to sleep in the hospital. And with all the noises and everything and, you know, being in a strange place. And
sure.
My patients are like, I'd rather never sleep ever again. They said they have crazy, like, really messed up dreams. And I've heard a lot of people say that, so.
Definitely don't do, what is it called? The allergy Benadryl. Don't do that. That one makes you wake up like a horrible zombie. You don't feel like you slept at all, and it gives you crazy dreams.
And isn't that, like, addictive?
Benadryl? I don't know. Probably. Well, I know Tylenol PM is super addictive.
Wow.
A lot of people, like, cannot sleep without it. And it's really, really bad for your liver. But some people swear by melatonin. Some people take it every night, and they like their weird, messed up dreams. I don't know. But
I mean, if I could sleep long enough to actually get to the dreaming phase, then I'll accept whatever weird dreams I get, I suppose. So anyway, I just wanted to mention that because it's weird and it's crazy, and I never would have suspected it. My sister sleptwalked when she was younger, but as far as I knew, I never did. But about a month ago, I assume it started about a month ago. Obviously, I've never watched myself sleep, so I have no idea how long it's been happening. But presumably, roughly a month ago, it started, and it's weird. But anyway, I want to talk about lasers, because evidently, U.S. spy satellites could be targeted with giant, high-powered lasers fired from boats in the middle of the ocean. Now, it sounds like science fiction, and it sounds, I mean, it sounds kind of like an Austin Powers plot. And every time I see the word lasers, I just think about Dr. Evil sitting there with his quotation
fingers going,
lasers. So U.S. intelligence satellites could be targeted. Leading military personnel believe that new technology developed by foreign adversaries could potentially blind sensors and wipe out the country's spying capabilities.
Wait, why do we have spying satellites?
Because the U.S. government doesn't know how to mind its business. It wants to spy on everyone, including the American people. Speaking at the 36th Space Symposium in Colorado Springs, Air Force Secretary Frank Kendall suggested that space could become the new international battleground in the years to come. So that not content to continue fighting on Earth anymore, governments around the world want to start fighting in space. Instead of using their ability to travel space to just sort of part ways and go their own ways, they just want to take the fighting out there.
Star Wars.
It's because satellites provide communications, navigation, and intelligence to any nation's war machine. Interesting phrasing. So knocking them out would seriously disrupt and even render useless much of its equipment. It is impossible to overstate the importance of space-based systems to national security. Now, we talked about the Space Force on here a number of months ago. And for whatever reason, the Space Force was in
Florida.
The Keys of Florida, right?
Yeah.
Studying the mating habits of sea turtles or something like that.
And I did not hear about this.
And they just happened to discover, like, 500 pounds of cocaine or something like that.
It just washed up on the shore, and then they had to investigate it. Then they had to call in their friends with the DEA to come over and investigate it.
And to test it to make sure it was pure cocaine. The way it sounded, they were just having a party out on the beach with a bunch of cocaine and hanging out with sea turtles. Like, that's what it sounds like our Space Force.
Sounds like fun.
I mean, if that was what they were doing, I might consider joining the Space Force. At the event, Lieutenant General John Shaw also said, wait, never mind. He claims that this new information has prompted a timely debate at Space Command. I did not know the United States had a Space Command.
That's news to me.
Yeah, where is it?
Probably in Florida with the sea turtles. That would be my best guess. He added that if an attack was to occur, therefore, then the appropriate measures can be taken. But that's if they develop this new space war fighting doctrine, whatever that's going to be. Basically, governments around the world have used satellites to protect their national security and to spy on foreign countries. And now they realize, oh, crap, these things we put out there in space, we actually have no ability to defend them whatsoever because we don't have guns on them. So they've kind of screwed themselves here. Anyway, lasers coming up. The war of the future is going to be governments shooting lasers at each other's satellites to disable them. And I guess that's at least a lower death toll than what you get with current war. But
unless one lands on you.
One of the satellites?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next thing we know, we're going to have a Death Star. So.
Didn't Trump want a Death Star or something like that?
I wouldn't put it past him.
I don't recall the specifics. I remember something about a Death Star was mentioned at some point. But there's also plans to, you know, take these, what is Operation Anger of the Gods or something like that, where they have these, I think they're
the rods.
Yeah, these 40-foot-long steel rods that they drop essentially from outer space. I don't remember the specifics, and I don't remember what they called it. But it's a unique way of fighting war, for sure, as is, you know, satellites. But time will tell what's actually going to happen. They didn't make it clear, but I tend to think that before an adversary they were talking about was probably China or Russia because...
Probably. Usually is, right?
I wasn't on Friday or Saturday, but I was keeping up with the news, and it seems the American media is doing everything they can to beat the drums of war in regard to China and Russia.
I still just keep thinking of sea turtle astronauts.
Yeah, I wish I still had that story that I could easily reference because it was really funny. It's not just sea turtle astronauts, right? Because there was mysterious cocaine that just happened to wash up on the beach. They invited out the Coast Guard and the DEA and the FBI and all of these other agencies. And it just created this article that made it sound like they were hanging out with sea turtles doing cocaine with all manner of people in government.
Well, and we already know that they're trafficking drugs. So it seems like they were just trying to grasp at straws to cover up what they were doing.
I do think the CIA may have actually come out there as well, and they are certainly involved in drug trafficking. But what do you think? Are you concerned about these lasers or this upcoming drum beating that they're doing over China and Russia? Rattling the sabers in anticipation of war? 603-283-6160. There's more coming up. It's...
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. And you can still get your early bird tickets now for Liberty in Our Lifetime, an event that's happening in Mülheim, Switzerland, hosted by the Free Private Cities Foundation. But move quickly, this is the last date. Well, it ends. It lasts until September 20th is what I wrote. I don't know if that means today is actually the last day or if tomorrow is the last day. Either way, you're running out of time. You can get tickets at lifetimeliberty.com. It aims to explore projects happening right now around the world that are working to achieve that lofty goal of securing freedom in our lifetime. Speakers from Crypto Valley, Prospera, the Seasteading Institute, and more will be speaking at this October 16th event. So check it out. They even have digital tickets if you don't feel like traveling to Switzerland and dealing with the hassles of international travel and the likelihood that the European Union is going to lock out America's citizens. You can get all that at lifetimeliberty.com. See what people are doing all around the world to create voluntary societies with a live and let live attitude at lifetimeliberty.com. Let's go to the phones. We have Tom calling from New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
I was just at the supermarket today, and I noticed they were out of some stuff. You know, the boxed lunches that you send your, to school with your kids, and the juice boxes, the quarter-liter juice boxes with the little straw glued to them. They're out of those, and I imagine it's because the factories are putting out their help wanted signs, and they keep offering more and more money, but too many people don't want to do work.
It is also, like, back to school time, and that's probably something that would sell out.
And I also noticed, though, if they're having trouble hiring, and a lot of places are having trouble hiring people, you notice that there's, over in Del Rio, Texas, you've seen on the news, there's thousands of people living underneath a bridge on the bank of the Rio Grande, or Rio Bravo del Norte, and they would love to take those jobs. But, oh, no, you can't take jobs here. No, 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 because you have a birthplace in the wrong shape on the map. Or sorry, so you pertain to a different bureaucracy. You have to go look for jobs pertaining to your bureaucracy, you know? It's sad that they won't let those people work when there's so many businesses looking for work.
I absolutely agree. I mean, if we could get the immigrants here and get them into some of these places, I would be thrilled. You're not wrong. The other job that I have, we just had an employee put in their 2 weeks' notice. We had someone start last week, and Sunday was the final day that she actually worked. She ended up calling out 2 days and then finally quitting on her third schedule shift. It's almost impossible to find people who want to actually work. I don't know why that's happening. I don't know how these people are managing to survive. I'm told they're living with their parents, but I don't know. I'm here in New Hampshire, and I'm not seeing a whole lot of that.
As far as how they're surviving, I have no idea. If they're not working and the benefits haven't, you know, been continued to be, you know, the $600 extra or whatever, but an episode of Free Talk Live where me and Nikki were on and Lori, like, a few weeks ago, two people called in. The first one called in to say, like, hey, you guys are always saying everybody doesn't want to work. Nobody wants to work because they're on benefits. But did you ever think about the people who quit because they just don't want to deal with this atmosphere right now? Like, I used to work, you know, in the casinos for years, and I don't want to work it there right now because of how ridiculous everyone is. Everyone wants to micromanage you. I don't want to wear a mask on my face all day. And I was like, another person called in to say, yeah, that's why I quit my job too, and that's why I'm not working. I don't know how they're getting on, but it does make sense why a lot of people just don't want to be working.
Well, the place I work at, and I don't...
Left a good job in the city, working for the man every night and day, and I never lost 1 minute of sleep. Yeah.
Well, I don't see a lot of places requiring masks any longer, but some are, I guess. The place I work at doesn't require masks. As far as being micromanaged and things like that, I can't imagine there's very much of that because management is also short-staffed, and they just don't have time or the ability to micromanage everyone, as far as I can tell. But it certainly sucks out there. Thank you so much for the call tonight, Tom. I happened to need to go to AutoZone earlier today, and as I drove by, I noticed that the McDonald's here in Keene was closed today. Completely closed. I've never seen a McDonald's closed for an entire day. I don't know the reason why, but I would guess it's just lack of staff.
Yeah, you know? That's absolutely the reason why a lot of the especially fast food restaurants, people are getting paid more on unemployment than they are as working jobs that are minimum wage. So it literally doesn't even make sense to work a minimum wage job right now.
But they're not minimum wage, especially here in Keene. And the unemployment benefits ended back in, like, June. I remember because we were all looking forward to it. Like, okay, good. People are finally going to be applying for jobs, but then they weren't.
It's really weird. Yeah, it seems like there's some people missing. Whenever nobody was in town, whenever he got out of jail a couple weeks ago, I took him to that McDonald's, and there's a big sign on their, you know, their ordering billboard.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, when you're going through the drive-thru, sorry, okay. The drive-thru menu, there's a big sign on it that says, like, so much an hour. I don't remember what it was, like, 16 an hour. 401k, blah, 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 free food. Like, just every single benefit was listed, like, typed up and taped to the thing.
Free McDonald's.
Every day.
Man, it sucks, though. And I don't, you know, it forces me to consider the possibility that a lot more people have died of COVID-19 than the government is admitting. You know, the conspiracy theory could also go in that direction.
Yeah,
why is there a labor shortage? It's because of tens of millions of people have died, and somehow they've managed to sweep it under the rug. I don't believe that because I still don't know anyone who has died of it.
Neither.
Except, you know, the one, my sister's ex-husband's father, who, you know, was 60-something years old and supremely overweight and had diabetes and all of these other underlying conditions. But maybe that's what happened. Maybe they died of COVID-19 and the government just swept it under the rug.
I think all the NPCs have glitched out of the Matrix, and now we only have, like, real people left.
It could also be that. I mean, that's just as likely as my, you know, hypothesis that I just threw out there, which I don't actually believe. I'm just saying.
It's a possibility. It's a legitimate possibility.
I want to know where all the workers are, because it wasn't like this a year and a half ago.
Well, if all of that stuff is true, San Antonio is still just as overpopulated as it ever was. Like, driving around for 20 minutes before you can park in North Star Mall.
Jesus the Cynic, who's watching on Twitch, makes an interesting point. You can find that at twitch.freetalklive.com. Says, maybe it's the rapture, and we're all that's left.
Dang it.
Also,
maybe.
I can't argue with that, because when I'm looking around, I'm just not seeing people filling these jobs. And companies are doing everything they can to get people in those positions. And we read a story here a few weeks ago where there were almost 11 million job openings in the United States.
Wow.
And only 9-point-something million unemployed. So there are literally more jobs than there are unemployed right now in the United States. So you would think that would allow the employers have to compete with one another to get those workers in, and that's what they're attempting to do. But it doesn't seem to be moving the goal in any particular direction.
Well, back to Tom's point, like, if we let everybody who came over the border, quote-unquote, illegally just have a job instead of making it harder for them to take our jobs, quote-unquote.
All the more reason you have to secede and not have an immigration policy. Just let people in if they want to come here and work. 603-283-6160.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. Justice for J6 Riley co-host Kara Castronova bashed Nancy Pelosi for helping to create an atmosphere of fear around the rally Saturday in Washington, D.C.
And they were afraid because of Nancy Pelosi. Nancy Pelosi put a statement out there, which is completely abhorrent, saying, do not come to Washington, D.C. and support these killers. I've never heard a Speaker of the House use her platform to discourage American citizens from attending a peaceful protest to stand up for their fellow American citizens who are being detained without bail in solitary confinement, which is unconstitutional.
A Texas doctor claimed Saturday that he has deliberately violated the state's new abortion law in order to help test whether it's legal. Alan Braid, an obstetrician-gynecologist in San Antonio, explained his actions in an essay published in the Washington Post. This is USA Radio News. Senator Roger Marshall, Republican of Kansas, tells Cavuto Live that the Democrats' $3.5 trillion spending bill will kill the U.S. economy.
In Olathe, Kansas, and these people are fired up to kill this bill. They realize it for what it is. It's really $5.5 trillion plus another one or two on top of it. Charles, this is going to be $7 trillion before it's all over with. It's reckless spending. It's going to lead to reckless taxing, reckless inflation.
The United States Department of the Treasury on September 17th sanctioned several Chinese entities and individuals based in China for financing Iran-related terrorist activities. The Office of Foreign Assets Control of the Treasury Department posted on its website Friday that it is imposing sanctions on members of the networks that finance terrorist organization Hezbollah in Lebanon and Kuwait. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and you're welcome to join us. 603-283-6160. That's the call in live for you to do that. That's 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria,
Nikki,
and Bonnie.
And I really hope that we're about to see something very interesting here, because it looks like roughly 20% of all workers across the board are adamant about not wanting to get vaccinated. Because let's be realistic, at this point in the pandemic, if you're not vaccinated, it's because you don't want to be vaccinated. There's no one left out there who's still just holding out to see what the CDC has to say, or holding out to see what the latest research is going to be, or no one holding out to see what's going to... I've completely lost track of what the other thing I was trying to say was. But anyway, anyone who hasn't gotten vaccinated at this point is doing so because they refuse to be vaccinated. And that's a large part of the workforce in an economy where most of the workforce is already overworked and understaffed.
Yeah, absolutely.
If those 20% of workers really want to hold their ground and not get vaccinated, I don't think employers can afford to fire them.
They really can't.
And I think that's going to prove to be true across the board. Like, as we mentioned earlier, the McDonald's here in Keene was just outright closed today, which is something I've never seen outside of, like, Christmas Day.
But, okay, so think about it. So McDonald's closes. That's inconvenient. Maybe you'll have to drive 5 miles to the next nearest McDonald's, or maybe you just don't get McDonald's today. Maybe you have to eat Burger King or Wendy's today. if an entire hospital in your region has to close, that's a bigger deal. That's a life and death situation. That is the difference between, you know, someone getting resuscitated in 5 minutes or in 30 minutes, which could be, you know, brain function, their life.
Yeah.
This, it's a big, big deal for hospitals to A, be understaffed, and for B, to close down entirely. I mean, that is, that's a life and death thing for a lot of people.
It's not good when any industry starts closing or, you know, reducing its hours or whatever, because people are, especially during the pandemic, people are overly reliant on getting ready to eat food delivered to their doors. I've seen this firsthand. I know people who are like this, and it's obscene, the lack of grocery shopping and cooking that is actually done here in Keene. If three or four of these businesses closed down for a day, people would go hungry. I honestly believe they would, because they don't have any food at home, and they don't know how to cook what they have. But let's go to the phones. We have Robert calling from South Carolina. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, hello, sir. I just wanted to say that the number you have for unemployed people in America, I do believe is much, much too low, because I used to work in Germany as a technical translator. I was a member of the Bundesverband der Dolmetscher und Übersetzerverband Sachsen, which is a German Translators Association Sachsen chapter, and people used to come from all over the world to see what we were up to in Germany. People would come as far away as Korea.
I really hope you just didn't swear in German, because I won't know if you did. Keep going.
No, it was. Believe me, it was, and I'm not that kind of person.
Yeah, I know.
And in any case, actually, your unemployment rate is about 110 million people would work if they could. That's the key factor. You have about 155 million people who are actually working. So your unemployment rate is significantly higher than you'd expect. Secondly, the people who are working are pushing cigarette cartons over the counter tops of 7-Elevens, much more so than doing the jobs that they could do if they were properly employed. So you have a significant number of people who are underemployed in that respect. And thirdly, you have people who are working two or three jobs because they don't have enough money coming in from one job to pay their barest minimum expenses for their bare existence, because the rents are too high and the cost of other things are also too high to pay it with $7.25 an hour. Of course, some of them are getting $8 an hour, $9 an hour, but still you can't do that, especially some of them are only getting 32 hours a week some weeks. And then around Christmas time, then they get 40 hours a week, but then January they're back to 32 hours a week in a lot of cases. So things are painted a lot rosier because both parties have something to lose by painting them with less than rosier ink. And consequently, it's life in America is a lot harder than it's painted to be, and that's because the system has an interest in making things look rosier than it really is. The other thing is that when you walk into apply for a job at McDonald's or Burger King or one of those other places, you're one of probably hundreds of people who've walked in to try to get a job, but what they do is they just put it in their file, and then one of these days when they really need somebody, they'll pull out their file of 5,000 people, and they'll pick the one that they think is the best for the position, and that's how that works. In other words, they're speculating. And with regard to the disease,
I don't know how true that last point is. I certainly agree with you that the unemployment numbers I mentioned, 9-point-whatever million unemployed, that's way too low. That's government numbers, right? That's people who are out of work and who are actively looking for jobs. There's a huge portion of them who are out of work and just not looking for a job.
I've been looking for 16 and a half years since I got here from the Federal Republic of Germany, and I was employed by a large organization doing a rather menial job. And I was in Germany, I was involved with ESA and DASA, the space administrations. And after I no longer worked there, after my last day of work, I mentioned to him that I helped with regard to launching a spacecraft that landed on an asteroid coming in from deep space, a 10-year mission. And then they said if they had known about that, they would have never hired me in the first place because that job isn't appropriate for somebody like me. So they would have let me starve, and I wouldn't have gotten any job here because there aren't jobs of that nature here where I live in the South, because those kinds of high-tech jobs simply don't exist here. I'd have to have gone to North Carolina, to the Research Triangle, which is far away from where my mom lives, and I came here basically to make sure she didn't die, and I saved her life twice, which I couldn't have done from Germany remotely. So
that reminds me of a story my grandmother told me when I was really young. It was something to the effect of she got her first job, and she applied at a college to be someone's secretary, and the hiring person was like, look, you're way overqualified to do this. And she said, yes, but I'm going to do it. I want to do it anyway. And she got the job. And ultimately, it was, she got her foot in the door, and she progressed up to the ranks of where she wanted to be. But, yeah, I've certainly heard of that happening before.
Yes, but the organization for which I had worked has its main office in far away from here, about 1,000 miles away. And they only have retail sales establishments here. They have about 10 stores in this area. All of them are involved, and they do all the office work or all the administrative jobs are done at the main headquarters. As a matter of fact, the trucks bring the supplies every day that they're going to need for the next couple of days, and the computer keeps inventory so that they know exactly what to put on the truck. Even the inventory is centralized for this particular area so that there are no jobs of that nature above sales assistant or maintenance. That's about it.
I didn't really mean to cut you off mid-sentence there, Robert, but I did have to cut you off at some point because you raise another interesting point, and that is the automation. And we've been moving toward automation as a society for a very long time, and you have these self-checkouts now that are tremendously more popular than actually waiting in line to deal with a person. Now, I'm sort of antisocial, so I prefer to just deal with the machine anyway. I'm way more comfortable with machines than I am people because I work around machines basically 24/7. I actually, come to think of it, I work around people a lot more than I would care to as well. But often there are people I like, so that makes it easier. But yeah, there are all sorts of ways that society has automated and moved away from needing actual employees. But that doesn't really affect the lack of staffing. Like when you walk down Main Street in America, it's just help wanted signs everywhere.
Yeah, McDonald's was paying $50 just to sit for an interview.
Yeah, and I don't think they got any interest in it. I mean, I would sit for it. I don't even need $50, but you want to give me $50 to do an interview? Yeah, I'll do it. I mean, yeah. If there's no requirement that I have to accept the stupid job, sure, it's a free $50 for 20 minutes of my time. Who is so well off that they couldn't do that? Like Bill Gates, maybe? But it's absolutely insane. Companies are now offering substantially higher wages. I think the McDonald's here in Keene is starting at $15 an hour now.
Yeah, the my hometown, they're offering $18 an hour.
When I first moved here, I happened to notice that the Aldi's had a sign that said, like, $12 an hour for working at Aldi's. And I was like, dang, that's really nice. Like, that seems like high to me. Like, from Texas, I don't know, it's probably lower. And now it says $15.50 an hour.
Yeah, and it still isn't working. They still have a now hiring sign up, don't they?
Yep.
Probably no new employees either, or they just constantly rotating through employees. I don't know what's going on, but it sucks out there in the economy, and it's not going to get better. But they insist they're going to fire people for not getting vaccinated. I think they're full of it, but we're going to talk about that when we get back.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. That's the call in line if you want to join us. That's 603-283-6160. And with you tonight, it's Aria,
Nikki,
and Bonnie.
And I'm so excited. I'm about to have like 9 days off in a row. I'm going on vacation. I'm going to see tomorrow Infected Rain and Butcher Babies and Stitched Up Hearts. And then I'm going to Louder Than Life in Kentucky. But I decided to actually have someone look into it, and it turns out that the venue for the concert that I'm going to tomorrow night, it's shocking. I'm so used to going to looking at websites now that have a COVID-19 pop-up or a permanent link over there with an image saying, click here for our COVID-19 guidelines, that when I saw this, I was astounded. I was like, where did they bury the COVID-19 information? Where did they bury the information that I have to either test negative or wear a mask or whatever in order to attend this thing? And it turns out they just don't have one. So that makes me even more excited about tomorrow. And I'm excited. I don't know if I'm more excited to see Infected Rain, who is by far one of my favorite bands. I didn't even know they existed prior to this year. And they're going to be probably my top played artist for this year in Spotify. But it's more the time off from the nightmarish job that working anywhere but Free Talk, even Free Talk Live sort of has a staffing issue at the moment. But these other places out there in retail world and restaurant world, it sucks. And it's not just there, it's also hospital world. And they're threatening people with firing them if they don't get the vaccine. Now, not every company has done this, but evidently the Biden administration is requiring hospitals to do it, or he's going to pull their Medicaid and Medicare funding, which for some hospitals represents almost 80% of their total income. And you work in a hospital.
I do, and I actually, so we've been hearing about this for months. Actually, I first heard about this a couple months ago from one of my coworkers, and they heard about it because the hospital's Instagram page made an Instagram post about requiring staff to get the vaccine.
Well, it's really good they announced this on Instagram.
So they had not officially told any staff members about this. Like, we didn't have any meetings. Like, my manager didn't let me know. I found out from a coworker who found out from Instagram.
Which but it was is legit.
See, super Instagram professional. So I guess so, because we've been hearing a lot about this. Yesterday, or a couple days ago, I finally got the official email saying you have until November 1st to get at least your first dose of the vaccine, or else basically you can't work here. And in that email, it was also said that you could try to get either a religious or medical exemption, but it is not guaranteed that that will be approved. But if it is approved, you will have to go beyond wearing the regular surgical mask 24/7. You will actually have to wear an N95 mask. You will have to eat alone. You will basically have to segregate yourself from all of the other staff members. And that's
assuming they approve your exemption in the first place. I saw another hospital that was like, okay, we'll accept your religious exemption, but you also have to avoid these other 95 common medications that apparently contain aborted cells, or I don't know.
Yeah, and on that list was like Tylenol, Tums, Pepto-Bismol, like a bunch of random over-the-counter stuff.
That's so silly, because the only religious exemption isn't that it has aborted baby fetus cells. The other religious exemption could be, I don't do things the government tries to coerce me into doing.
Well, that's essentially the satanic exemption. It's like the fourth tenet of the satanic temple's seven fundamental tenets is one's body is inviolable, subject to one's will alone. Well, okay, well, my will says I don't want the vaccine.
Yeah.
It's in my religious doctrine that I therefore don't have to get vaccinated.
And
because it's my body, not yours.
Exactly. And in this email, I thought it was pretty funny that they also added a whole section on... These are your resources. These are all the ways that we can help you get educated, and how basically they're trying to break down all this vaccine fear, and they kept going on about fear.
The issue is that I'm not afraid.
Exactly.
If I was afraid of COVID-19, I would get the vaccine, but I'm not, because I've had COVID-19, and even then, even if I'd never had it, I wouldn't have been interested in the vaccine, just like I wasn't back in February when I could have gotten it then.
Absolutely, and they're trying to spin it like it's some sort of issue of uneducation amongst healthcare workers. Let me tell you, people that work in healthcare are educated. They are the first people to probably go and do some research, you know, or...
Well, they work in healthcare.
Yes, they work in healthcare in their...
You would expect a healthcare worker to be more aware of, you know, healthcare than the bureaucrats in the hospital that are issuing this mandate.
Exactly. And the people who are issuing this mandate don't step foot in the hospitals. They probably haven't since COVID began. They've been hiding in their offices, and we have been the ones on the front lines. We have been the ones working with COVID-positive patients. We have been the ones seeing people get blood clots, strokes, seizures, you name it, 2 days after getting the second dose of the vaccine. I'm the one seeing all this. So, yeah, that's why I'm not getting vaccinated, because I'm seeing the repercussions of people who are getting vaccine reactions, and they're not being labeled as vaccine reactions, but it doesn't take a doctor to realize that if you get the second dose of the vaccine and 2 days later you develop a massive blood clot or get a stroke or have a heart attack 2 days after the vaccine, and I'm seeing dozens of people who are having this happen just in my small community hospital. I mean, come on, it's kind of common sense. Like,
and obviously you have that real world experience to go off of, but not everybody works in a hospital, but you don't have to now, because VAERS, V-A-E-R-S, the reporting system, they came out...
Side effects. For adverse event, I don't remember exactly what it stands for.
It's vaccine adverse effect, I think. But anyways, they just came out with their numbers, and they're just indisputable. This is the most dangerous vaccine that has ever been on the market since the 1990s.
And that's the ones that are being reported.
Yeah.
Most of them aren't being reported.
Well, even if the vaccine had, you know, a 1 in trillion chance of giving me a blood clot or whatever, I still wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
Because that's more of a threat to me than COVID-19 is. I've had COVID-19. I know I will survive it if I somehow get it again. But based on everything we're seeing, I'm more immune to COVID-19 than the people out there who got vaccinated, because I did get it.
Yeah, you have natural immunity. And you know what's really scary that I also realized the other day? If you go onto Instagram and you type in hashtag natural immunity, it is blocked from, you can't even see.
Really?
You can't even see the tags. First, what pops up is, this is vaccine information. Like, oh, you don't want to look at stuff on natural immunity. Here's all of our resources. Click this link and we'll tell you all about the COVID-19 vaccine. But do you want to look at the tag anyways? And then obviously I clicked, yes, I still want to look at the tag for natural immunity. And then it said it's, the whole thing was blocked. Like, you couldn't even look at any of the posts that were tagged hashtag natural immunity. They completely censored every single one of those posts.
Get off Instagram.
There isn't a decentralized alternative to Instagram as far as I'm aware, though.
No, and there's, and that's what sucks, because it's like, I don't want to use Facebook. I don't want to use Instagram. But it, there doesn't seem to be too many other widely used social media platforms. And I think there is something to be said for being able to reach a wider audience and be able to reach quote-unquote normies and people who aren't questioning the mainstream narrative. You know, I want to make my family members and, you know, my friends from high school and just like random strangers that I don't even know on the internet, I want to make people question these things, and I want to educate people. Because let's be real here, if I'm just talking to libertarians, libertarians already know all this stuff.
Yeah, I tend to agree as well. There's been a lot of disagreement with libertarians, especially here in Keene, about exactly this issue. I'm more the type there, no, yes, Facebook sucks, but I can reach people there who aren't libertarians and who just might listen to me, versus just using only our matrix.freetalklive.com, chat.freetalklive.com, where I'm just preaching to the choir over there.
I just said get off Instagram because, like, I don't know, it's just kind of a time sink, but I do use it. Instagram has always been my favorite. Like, I deleted Facebook and haven't had like one moment of ever regretting it, because I just didn't really like it. Like, I was wasting my time and didn't like it. But Instagram has always been my favorite because, like you said, there really isn't a good alternative, because there's not one where I can like customize my profile. Like, Mastodon isn't like that. You can change your bio, you can change your picture, but it's not like a grid of pictures like
what about
Instagram.
MySpace?
Oh no! I mean,
yeah, let's bring MySpace back. That's a great
MySpace
idea.
Was better than Facebook. I took so long to move over to Facebook because I just didn't want to give it up. I liked having my Lady Gaga song playing when you clicked on my profile.
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly true. MySpace never censored me. But what are your thoughts? I would rather see a decentralized alternative than jumping back to MySpace. 603-283-6160. There's more coming up here because we're talking vaccines and mandates and possible religious exemptions that are going to be hard to get.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.